Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question: what did you see while driving that you'll always remember? Our caller, you said you were on a dark road. It was foggy. It's 1:30 in the morning in Louisiana.
Wait. And now he's
gone. Oh no!
That's all we found out.
Now what?
There's a woman in a white sundress, bloodied, unconscious, in the middle of the road. He felt uneasy. I'm creeping up to her.
That's two unsolved mysteries in one show.
Mm-hmm,
First one, what was the truck driver who had a full recording studio? What style of music is he recording?
And we got a few tips about their identity, their stage name. We've been Googling it, trying to
see. Can't find any music.
If we can get a snippet of this person's music. Mm-hmm. Just curious to know. You got a recording studio in the truck. We're trying to figure out what genre of music.
Yeah.
All he had was a keyboard and a microphone, right?
Now, this guy, there was a woman laying in the road in front of the car, covered in blood, in a dress, in a sundress.
Blood!
And now we don't know what the hell happened. Gosh.
We did get a comment that came in. I find it very interesting. It says, I saw a guy driving around in this big sweater in the middle of the summer. When I finally pulled up next to him, he wasn't wearing a sweater. Or any shirt, actually. He was just a hairy, hairy man.
All right.
Yes.
That hairy. What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
So what did you see that you'll always remember?
Well, I just pulled into my driveway during that really bad windstorm a few Decembers ago.
All right.
And just put my car in park and had three trees from my own property land on the car with me inside of it.
Oh, damn.
Three different trees?
Three trees from one individual root ball. It was three separate alders growing together.
Okay. All right.
Was the ground soft? Did the tree die? Was there a windstorm? What was going on?
Is it windstorm?
Windstorm. Yeah,
that's, it was during the windstorm that was going on, and it was crazy. I literally just pulled in the driveway and was getting ready to light up my bong, and freaking that's what happened. It was about 10 o'clock at night, right when it was at the peak of the windstorm.
How close did these things get to crushing you?
You couldn't get in my passenger door.
All right.
It went completely across my back, from my back bumper on the driver's side all the way through and to the hood on top of my roof, and it hit my neighbor's house also and his Cadillac.
Damn!
Oh, man.
Who got more damage, his Cadillac or your car?
My car was completely totaled. It was, the guy came out to look at it and was like, nope, you're getting a different car.
All right, what were you driving before?
I had literally just bought a month before a 2015 Dodge Dart.
All right, and what did you get after the fact?
Chrysler 200S model.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. Not bad.
Sometimes there's a silver lining there. What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
You feel like when three trees hit your car and you're still sitting in there, whoever it is that hates you, like, they really suck at getting the job done.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Final Destination clumsy version, you know?
Yeah, three.
One, two, three, surly we killed them. No, damn it. And you hit the neighbor's house. Yeah, my bad. Hello, Henry. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola!
Henry, what did you see while driving you'll always remember?
Well, I was coming back home from work, and I had just got out of traffic, and we were rolling pretty good, and next thing you know, we start slowing down again. And as we're going, I see sheriff lights, or CHP lights, and I'm wondering, okay, there must be an accident, right? And then all of a sudden, I see cars coming, you know, sheriffs coming from the right, sheriffs coming off onto the on-ramp, onto the highway, and then I see a Toyota Corolla black coming off the on-ramp onto the grass area, and by this time, I'm underneath the overpass, so there, and traffic stopped, so we can't go anywhere. And he comes out, and the sheriff, CHP, police, they're all blocking him in, and got him right underneath the overpass.
Well, did they arrest him?
Oh, they jumped out with guns blazing. They're surrounding the car. They're telling him to get out, get down on the ground. And there was two Hispanic guys running from the police for I don't know what reason, but it was just total craziness.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, sounds like
it. Oh, high-speed chase. I mean, look, you know why anyone's running from the cops? Because the cops know to look for them.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's it. Like, hey, man, mm-hmm. The cops are hot on you. It's like, that's when you run from the cops.
What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Jake, what did you see?
Well, so I was driving on the freeway, and I met Ted because he goes up to Mig's house. He knows right where I'm talking about. I was coming back from the South Hill Mall area. Yeah. On 512, right where the fair is, like on your right hand, left hand side.
The Californians.
And so I'm driving my buddy home. I went and picked him up because he was at a party. He was drinking, and I told him, you know, give me a call if you need a ride. So coming down the freeway, down a hill, and he all of a sudden he says, oh my God, Jake. And so my first reaction was to just kind of like, you know, ease on the brakes a little bit. And I look over to where he's pointing, and off to the right, there's like a wooded area. And this car just comes flying out, and it's airborne at this time, maybe like 15 feet in the air, and it lands right in front of where we were, hits the freeway, crashes into the median, goes across the grass, goes over to the other side, and crashes into a bunch of other cars.
Jeez.
If my buddy didn't say, like, oh, my God, and I used on the brakes, we probably could have been right there, because where it landed was like 15 feet in front of us.
Did you check on the occupants of the car or anything?
Well, because I was 16 and my buddy, I picked him up, he was drinking, we decided to keep going.
All right.
I did go back, and I don't know where he came out of the woods. I don't know where he could have been coming from. I don't know if he was running from the cops or if he was just on acid or something, but he came out of the
acid middle of nowhere. That is not acid.
That's
man.
Not what you do on acid, right. Man. That's not
that
how
is
you spend
the
your day.
Last thing you would want to do on acid. So I've heard.
Well, I've never done acid, so.
Well, we're here to tell you, brother, that is the last thing you want to do. So you did eventually go back to kind of check on the scene.
I went back because I was like, where the heck did he come out from, you know? And so I went back to see, like, the next day, and I don't know where he could have been coming from.
Oh, no, wait.
I mean, it was.
You didn't go back to check on the driver. You went back to check out the scene.
No, yeah, because my buddy, he had been drinking, and we were 16.
No, I got you. Someone had sent a comment in earlier, and they said there is one common theme for today. Did you stop and try to help? And resoundingly,
no.
The answer is,
people are like, no. No.
No.
Kept on driving.
Yeah.
It was 5 miles to the next exit.
It looked awful. I mean, somebody could have really been hurt. The car disintegrated. Did you stop?
No.
Oh,
did you check on it in the news or anything like that?
I told you we did it once. Just as the rainstorm was so bad, if we'd hit our brakes, we would have crashed just like the car in front of us.
You what? Hydroplane jumped
a
car?
So we saw a car hydroplane slam up against a mountain and like fall on the ground. But like, same thing, you know, it's a big interstate on a steep highway. Like, we weren't about to hit the brakes because we would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. I like how you say that. Like, hit the side of a mountain, I don't know, like fell down?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it didn't like fall off a mountain. It just kind of went whap.
Oh, Jesus.
And then fell on its side.
All right, fine.
What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
I do remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, what I've learned is if you're in a bad car accident, you're a tree falling into woods.
Have to be off work.
Hello, Ty. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Be on the show.
Cool. Thank you, Ty. Right.
So, I had a bit of an odd incident one morning. I was driving down the freeway with my coworker. It was probably, let's say, 5:36 in the morning. And all of a sudden, my coworker starts looking across the passenger seat.
getting wide-eyed and goes, what the heck is that? Turn over and look, and the dude driving the car next to us has got his hands at 11 and 1. In between the hands is his cell phone, and there is a naked chick right on screen. That man was watching porn on his way to work.
Okay.
But he was still at 11 and 1.
Right?
Because that would have been the 12 and 6, except the 6 you wouldn't have seen.
If I know, exactly right. It would just be 12, no 6. It'd just be 12 and nothing.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't...
Where's that other hand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, I just... I mean, look, I never wanted to watch porn and not also be pleasuring myself. There's no point. Like, that's regular movies most of the time.
Trying to get the plot?
I guess, man. Like, yeah, just my hands at 11 and 1. Like, I'm watching porn. It might be both hands at the 6, depending, you know, where we're at.
Never watched porn while driving.
No.
What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
You ever watch porn when someone else is driving?
You know what? I've seen people watch porn in the back seat of an SUV.
Do you think the other people in the car knew they were watching porn, or...
These were teenage kids, and I think they're just kind of like sitting back there and watching their thing, because I'm like, that's porn.
I mean, people have sex in a limo. Why not?
I mean, a limo's different, you know, completely hands-free.
But I don't think you're allowed to do that, because it's in public view. So if I get, you can't show, like, this was the drop-down kind.
Oh, Jesus, they had it on, like, the headrest.
Yeah, it's like in an SUV. The ones that drop down out of the ceiling. Was one
either way. Someone,
that's teenagers. They're just messing with you.
But somebody has gotten popped for that. A couple of years ago.
Turn on the porn real quick, or this guy passes us.
Yeah, the porn was on, and someone, I want to say a woman was in the car with her kid. The kid's like 7, but they could clearly see it through the window, and the guy ended up, I don't think he got arrested, but like an additional ticket for, you know.
What did you see while driving that you'll always remember? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Ted. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
Ted, what'd you see?
Hola.
All right. So, hey, I was driving, we just got back from the races, and it was late at night, and it was my brother and myself and my cousin, and we were driving his brand new BMW. Happened to be a white one. We were driving over this hillside, and it was foggy, and this girl was running up the hill, and she was wearing a white dress covered in blood, and we decided to stop and see what was going on, and sure enough, on the side of the hillside, there was a car that had flipped off and landed on its wheels, and it was on fire.
Oh, geez.
And there was a guy that was laying right next to the car, and he was trying to crawl away. I told him he needed to move faster or that car was going to blow up. And sure enough, as soon as he got far enough away, the car blew up. And I got a better visual look at him. He was missing his arm. And yeah, it was pretty horrific. We made the newspaper the next day for saving these guys.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's. How long did that stay in your head?
Oh, it's all the time. I tell the story all the time.
Yeah, I don't think that's a vision you're ever going to escape.
I mean, I've met people with one arm, but it was never fresh.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Our question, what did you see while driving that you will always remember? Here come those emails to The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
gentlemen, I am a retired state trooper. In 1994 on I-5, a semi with two trailers was hauling 30,000 chickens and rolled over. Half landed in the express lanes. Every couple minutes, a car would go by and hit chickens. It was the explosion of feathers everywhere.
Oh.
Same area, Northgate. I'm in the lane next to the HOV. A car going the wrong way passes me in the HOV at 70 miles an hour. I got him on my radar. Westbound 520, mid-90s. Naked guy runs across the bridge. We didn't want to deal with him, so we just followed him all the way across the bridge. I've got tons of this stuff, and yes, they have quotas. Guys, I lived in Memphis, Tennessee for a couple of years. What's that?
How did he end that one?
It says, and yes, they have quotas.
So at the end of the month, bad time.
I lived in Memphis, Tennessee for a couple of years. About a week after moving there, I was driving and saw a green tractor driving down a main road, 45-mile-an-hour limit, maybe going 10 miles an hour. About a half hour later, they announced on the radio that a green tractor had been stolen off its trailer at a gas station on the road. I'm from here and immediately thought, welcome to the South. Ad from Don. One thing I saw while driving, I'll never forget, I was on I-5. The car in front of me had a golden retriever sticking its head out the window. Then he jumped out.
Oh.
I can only assume he was all right, because as I looked in my rearview mirror, the dog was running southbound. Love to show that from Jeannie. Guys, me and my girlfriend driving on the highway. It's two-lane road. There was a red car coming toward us, and it started veering off the road. There was a ditch on the side of the road and then a driveway. So they went into the ditch and then flew up out of it. They went airborne and crashed through some mailboxes and then into some bushes. Me and a few others pulled over to check on the guy. He was obviously on drugs because he was out of it. He gets out, and me and a few of the people who had stopped called the police to sort everything out. That guy just ends up walking up this driveway saying his family lives there. And we weren't sure what to do. We just ended up exchanging information and leaving. The police never showed up. On to the birthdays, guys. It is my son Eric's fifth birthday today, and he listens to your show every day on his way home with his dad. He is requesting bong rips because he likes the bubbling sound and an owl hitting the window.
That's why.
Thanks, guys. That's from Mom and Dad.
Likes the bubbling sound.
Coming from Daddy's bathroom.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, right? All the streetwalkers, today's my son Ronan's 15th birthday. All he wants is the dirty Germans to talk about Arnold becoming the Pope, if you can.
About Arnold becoming the Pope?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it would be a wonderful thing. I want to see a Pope who's big and muscular and ripped.
Yeah, this is going to be the new season. It's a hot Pope. It's a ripped Pope.
Yeah.
So, you know, just remember, Arnold Schwarzenegger never drinks milk because it's for babies. It's like, yeah.
Guys,
the greatest quotes of all time.
Please send a happy 29th to my boyfriend, Zach, a.k.a. Cooter. Can he please get a, your penis is too small? That from his girlfriend who says, love you, babe.
That penis is too small.
Yeah. No hidden message.
Not at all. Hola, guys.
Stay strong, Cooter.
Love the show. Longtime listener. First time reaching out to you guys. Would love to give a birthday shout out to my beautiful bride, Ashley. Amazing wife, mother to our 9-month-old son. She is turning 33 and would love to have an OG fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about Beauty and the Beast. That from your husband, Gordon Bombay and the Mighty Ducks.
Fish sandwich.
Gordon Bombay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast is a nickname for my testicles. It would not take you long to figure out who is who.
Yeah, and when we're together, don't let another person ever call you a beast again.
Yeah, I will sing Be My Guest, Be My Guest.
Oh!
Put your head down for a rest.
Your kids like that show?
Take off your shorts and please expose your breast. That was the song, yes?
We chef.
Show your breast, show your breast.
Guys, today's my husband Sean's 50th trip around the sun. Could you please play for him? Your penis is too small. And could Coach Ted give him a pep talk on how being 50 isn't so bad? That from his awesome wife, Katie.
I'll tell you what, Sean. First things first, being 50's not that bad. Number two, I like that your wife, Katie, said, hey, make a joke about his penis size. So I'm saying you're doing okay. Stay strong and, don't be afraid to use some performance-enhancing drugs.
When you're 50?
Why not?
Okay.
I don't know, man. Every guy's different.
Guys, want to throw a birthday wish to our son Justin on his 27th rotation with some dirty Germans talking about playing Monster Hunter. You guys rock that from Dad.
Yeah, you will not have to hunt very long to find my monster.
Yeah, you monster hunter. Sounds bad.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I would not click on this on the porn site.
So what, Yatya? Hunting sea monsters?
Yeah. You have mature, you're a cheerleader, monster.
Yeah, you almost sound like one of those funk hunters.
Oh, yeah. The one-eyed monster. One-eyed purple people eater.
Yeah, maybe he's just, maybe he likes a certain size of woman.
Yeah, monster size. Big, tall, and monster
size. Yeah, do you have hands twice my size?
Yeah.
Because I'm a monster hunter.
I have no Sephora makeup for monsters.
Guys, happy birthday to my amazing mom. Can't tell you her age. She might kill me. Can I get the dirty Germans and a little kid fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. Appreciated that from Vincent.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, it does not matter to me how old you are. You're never too old for my meat snorkel.
Yeah, and I can tell you how old your mother is, Vincent.
All of France made it 54 revolutions. Been a long year, much more for my girlfriend than for me. She's dealt with a mini stroke, a new heart valve, heart attack, open heart surgery, blood disorder. Oh boy, 5 months of prednisone, lung blood clot infection that caused a breastbone to be removed a second time, a wound vacuum to be attached to her chest for 5 days till the infection was gone. Her breastbone couldn't be reinstalled, two blood clots, some heavy coughing, and she's still smiling. Big thank you to the men's room for keeping the laughs coming. That's all just about the girlfriend. I have two requests.
Yeah, would she like another mini stroke?
I would like some turtle wax and the Ted Smith saying the words ambulance and municipalities in the pause. Oh, thanks, guys. That from Stuart.
Ambulance, municipality.
Nailed it.
That was so much excitement.
Nailed it. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. BJ.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Colonel Extra says, good morning, fellas and Wobbin. I've been listening to you guys' content the past few days to help get over the passing of my father last weekend. He listened to you guys all the time while driving his truck until he switched positions and didn't have access to do so. I thank you guys for such great entertainment to get through the dark times. Love you guys. That from Chili Willie, captain of the USS Tequila Shooter. As far as our little poppy seed challenge, guys, when I was a student teacher, I had a poppy seed muffin and coffee for breakfast every day for 2 months on my way to the school. Well, I went to get a third job to pay my bills, because you have to pay to student teach, and they did drug testing. I tested positive for opioids and had to stop eating muffins for 2 weeks, then get retested to prove that I wasn't on anything. We'll find out tomorrow with the poppy seed challenge.
That doesn't mean I believe you.
Mm-hmm. Spirit Airlines sucks. Guys, had a free 3-day pass to Disneyland. Missed the thing by 2 days because of Spirit Airlines. Probably still better, though, than sitting beside a corpse.
Yeah, I suspect that might be the case.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week.
Yeah,
all of them suck to some degree, but it's up to you to figure out which of these three stories suck the least. Now, if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, or you like the Men's Room on Facebook, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yeah, I'm just going to share these stories with you. Like you said, three stories each week. These people are not the worst people in the world, but you'll notice a common thread among all three of them. Let's start in California, where a man is accused of entering a home where the resident said he was making scrambled eggs and eating flan. One Carl Cimino, 61 years old, he's of Desert Hot Springs. He was booked into the Riverside County Jail on charge of residential burglary. Now, according to the police, three people woke up at their home around 7:30 in the morning and heard banging and yelling in the kitchen. That's where they found Cimino making scrambled eggs with bologna and ranch dressing and eating flan. So again,
he's scrambled eggs with bologna, okay,
and ranch dressing.
And then the ranch
dressing. But while he was cooking his scrambled eggs and bologna and ranch dressing, he was currently eating the flan.
Classic.
Yes, so eating his dessert first. But what made the whole ordeal that much worse was the fact that the stranger in your house cooking your eggs and eating your bologna and your flan, he was not wearing pants. And then he refused to leave the residence when they requested.
It's O-S-C-A-R.
Deputies were finally able to remove him after using a police service dog. Now, this is how the story plays out. I just want you to hear how they write it. He refuses to leave. He is pantsless. So he is Winnie the Pooh in your house, making scrambled eggs, eating your flan. The deputies were finally able to remove him using a police service dog. He was placed on a gurney and removed from the home by paramedics.
Oh.
What do you think went down? But according to jail records, he was free on bail after being arrested on a drug-related accusation. So he's in more trouble because he was on probation at the time that he went pantsless inside of someone's house to make scrambled eggs with bologna and ranch dressing and eat their flan. Now let's go to Nashville, Tennessee. In this case, a 68-year-old man, he's accused of assaulting several officers in downtown and then making what they call, quote, biological waste in the back of a police cruiser. And by biological waste, they, of course, mean homeboy pooped. It should also be noted at the time of his arrest and at the time of his defecation, he, too, was naked. They say officers spotted the man in a nude with only his face covered. Technically, are you naked if your face is covered? Anyway, when police ordered him to uncover his head, that's when he attempted to punch officers, then spit on them multiple times before kicking them. Well, they finally get him subdued. They put him in the back of the patrol car, and that's when he made said biological waste and began chewing on multiple parts of the vehicle. The man did not have any identification, but detectives said they were able to identify him as Roger Oden. Apparently, he was booked into jail on charges including assault of an officer, vandalism, and public indecency.
Come on, Roger.
And now let's go to Texas, where a woman is accused of twerking on top of a vehicle parked at an Austin grocery store. Police responded to a call about two women fighting. When they got to the parking lot of the store, according to the arrest affidavit, they found one Kisa Taylor standing on top of a parked vehicle doing, of course, the police report says, a sexually provocative dance. She was twerking. Now, when officers asked her to get off of the vehicle, what did she do? She took off her pants and continued twerking while naked from the waist down. Well, police did detain her for disorderly conduct, placed her in the back of the patrol car, and according to the arrest affidavit, she, too, spit on the officer's face through an open window. She was charged with harassment of a public servant, which is a third-degree felony. By the way, they did not charge her for dancing naked on top of the car, but her bail was set at $3,000. So we have a naked theme today. We have a naked man that breaks into a house, and he uses the residence food to hook up some scrambled eggs with bologna and ranch dressing while eating the flan. Would not leave. Police dog had to take him down. We have a naked man in Tennessee. He was naked the whole time except his face. The cops arrested him, and he pooped in the back of the car and spits on them. And then we have the woman in Texas who, for reasons we can't explain, dancing on top of a car in a parking lot. When they ask her to stop, she, too, takes off her pants, and she, too, spits on the cops.
For my own personal taste here, you know, the nude woman in Texas probably sucks the least, even though I do not agree with the spitting thing. Because that takes it over the line, but I think she's the least offensive.
Okay, man.
All right. The guy who pooped in the back of the police car.
He made biological waste.
Just taking it a step too far.
That's the deal breaker?
Yes.
He was already, keep in mind, he was already butt naked. He had already spit on, kicked, and punched at the cops.
Right. Yeah. I think he sucks the most.
Okay.
And the pantsless man in California, I mean, it's the eggs, the bologna. The
ranch dressing.
The biggest question for him is the ranch dressing to me and the flan.
I mean, it just sounds like a weird stoner thing.
Hey, what is flan exactly?
It's a very egg-based dessert kind of dish.
All right.
So I'm guessing
sure they have it
leftovers.
At the Mexican restaurant you like.
Okay.
All right. So they probably had leftovers. Most people do not make flan at home, right? So they probably had leftovers from someplace and went the night before. My man's eating her leftovers.
Well,
and
a lot of people are like on Twitter are like, well, the pantsless guy sucks the least. But here's my issue. I think he sucks the most. He's like, he wouldn't leave.
Well, that's
and they had to bring a cop dog in to take him down.
He was in someone's house.
Right. So I don't agree with spitting on anybody, but I'm with Miles. I think the twerking lady sucks the least. Right? The other guy pooped in the cop's back seat.
That's
horrible. And then he spit on the cop to make it even worse, right?
Well, he'd already spit on the cop.
He'd already spit on the cop.
That was his finishing move. That was why he never made it in WWE.
Right. So if pantsless bologna flan egg guy with ranch...
Not a nickname you ever want to earn.
If he had left when they asked him, I would have said, yeah, he sucks the least. But now I'm going with a twerking lady on the cover. Also, I'm on Twitter a lot.
Yeah.
We need to make a conscious effort to stop twerking on top of police cars.
Yeah. You really don't. They never think it's funny. That's all.
Is he dipping the bologna in the ranch, or is he covering the eggs?
I'm familiar with some weird meals when I'm a little altered.
All right.
What you're going to do is you're going to scramble these eggs.
Okay.
You're going to take them out, put them on a plate. Quickly fry the bologna, and then use those as a taco shell scrambled eggs inside, drizzle with ranch.
I do not think that is at all what my man was doing.
Think that's
that's what I would have done. I thought about this for a while today.
Okay.
You would just wrap it in a slice of bologna.
He's like, oh, I'm hungry. I'm going to have some flan.
A bologna taco show.
Bologna egg taco with ranch. Oh, don't knock until you try it.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
In 8 minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. Hey, we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a Chick-fil-A employee in Georgia found an envelope with $900 cash in the store.
And because it's Chick-fil-A, I'm sure that employee probably turned it in to the management and tried to figure out what customer could have possibly left that money in.
He did it immediately. Yes, yep. Miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
It's good.
Say what you want about Chick-fil-A. Their customer service is fantastic.
Phenomenal, man. I'd just like to know.
If you're a straight white male like myself. Praise Jesus.
That if I drop $900 in a Chick-fil-A, it will at least be grabbed up. I commend this employee. A scientist in England believes coronavirus came from a fragment of a meteorite that hit China last year. Wasn't that the plot to The Blob?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. My blob was a lot more exciting.
I don't think that's what they've got it honed in on.
No,
they got it honed in on a lab.
On a lab.
Curried bat soup.
Yeah.
So basically, they're like, look, either it's a lab, curried bat soup, or a meteorite.
I feel comfortable. Like a, not like a dog. I mean, like a biological lab.
I thought they already established it was the bat.
But that's the thing. Now they think it may have come from a lab.
A lab is too nice of a dog to ever spread anything like this on humanity.
I didn't give you coronavirus. You
know, he just wants his head rubbed. That's right. Labs are too friendly.
Rub my head, get the virus.
Jars of preserved human tongues were found at a house in Florida.
That's comforting.
Seems like it's okay because they belong to a famous pathologist who used them for studies.
Oh.
Well, yeah, well, it depends what you're studying.
When you die, can I have your tongue? Mm-hmm.
Can I hold your tongue?
Nice tongue.
Did he feed them to his cats? Cats got your tongue. Chipotle is doing buy one, get one free if you...
He just likes the Rolling Stones one.
I just keep thinking about eating it. Not human, but other tongues.
Ooh.
Tongue's good, dude.
No, it's not. It's a tongue.
Put it in a little street taco.
Never had tongue,
Miles? I want street tongue.
I don't want a tongue taco.
Ooh.
Street tongue taco.
Agree to disagree, my friend.
Miles, you never had tongue?
I've had tongue. That's why I don't want it anymore.
Okay.
It's a tongue.
Some of the fresh.
The bumps on it. The whole thing's there.
It's called taste buds.
Called taste
buds. It increases the flavor.
Yeah.
They explode in your mouth.
No, thank you.
Exploded buds.
An identity thief victim was told by Verizon that he needed to claim the criminal's phone charges on his taxes.
Wait, run number again?
Exactly. I had to read this one like 9 different times. An identity theft victim was told by Verizon that he needed to claim the criminal's phone charges on his taxes.
Oh, damn.
That's
I guess that means, well, I think
yeah,
what
I don't think it is either.
My assumption is what Verizon is saying, and I don't know this, is, hey, we know someone stole your identity, but the phone was still charged for the services provided. We know it was not you, so we did not charge you for this.
Right.
But as a result of that, that becomes a gift that goes over whatever the dollar amount is.
Exactly.
Right? So now you have to claim.
Okay.
Because basically we gave you a service. We know it wasn't right. you.
Well, they're hooking them up. That's phone. Great.
No, they're
right.
covering their butt, Miles.
That's it. It got to accounting and they said, hey, we cover a couple grand worth of your phone expenses. You need
exactly.
to claim.
Exactly. Because they can get in a lot of trouble for that. People over 55 are happier and less stressed than millennials, according to a new survey.
Yeah, as long as we hit 50, we're closer to sweet, sweet release.
Yeah, and for the majority, most people over 55 don't have small children. Like, there's a lot of things that, like,
right. loans.
Yeah.
A lot of hills that you've climbed at that point that
pretty
you're
close to maybe getting close to paying off their mortgage.
There you go.
And now they have gum.
House. Whereas millennials are right in the thick of all that stress.
They can vocalize when they have sex again.
Sun's hitting you. You look good.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I look, good talking
out of,
to you.
I look good out of the sun, too. A new study found people can't tell the difference between regular butter and butter made from insect fat.
Well, it must taste pretty good, then, right?
Mm. I'm down.
I'm down, yeah.
I'm down. I mean, my thing with insects, man, they just can't still look like insects at the time I eat them, right? Like when you eat a hamburger, you know you're eating a cow, but they don't like serve a cow's head on the side of the plate.
Exactly.
Right. Nobody says know. Fresh from the farm. Bee puke.
Right. Bee vomit. Just call it honey and no, let it go.
There's no shot of an udder with a stick of butter coming out of
right.
it.
Right. They just don't.
Oh. My butter, my favorite
See,
butter
and is that's why.
That crap that they pump on at the movie theater. That's a chemical.
That's not butter. That's oil, dude.
No matter what it is.
It's still delicious.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's awful.
I won't say it's not delicious, but you can't call
it's
that
delicious.
Butter.
It's delicious. Do you want butter? Is what they ask you. They don't say, do you want some of this chemical byproduct?
I have never not gotten sick when I put that on my popcorn.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
It's terrible. Don't do it. If you can use a sleep tracker to help you get a perfect night of sleep, it might actually make you sleep worse. Because you're so worried about tracking everything right. How you doing, Ted?
I just love that. You're going to sleep worse because you're worried about how it's tracking.
Right. Exactly.
Am I doing everything right?
Don't you know how you slept when you woke up?
Not really.
You feel pretty decent. You feel like crap.
Right.
If your baseline is just normal, right?
Right.
Like, I haven't been out doing, I'm drinking or nothing.
Normal
like
day.
I just went home, went to sleep at a certain time. Like, wait, I think Thrill's right. I can tell if I had restful sleep.
Exactly.
I generally can tell as soon as I wake up.
A new study ranked all 50 state capitals from the best place to live to the worst based on things like their economy, education, healthcare, culture, crime, and weather. Any idea on the two best, the top two?
Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay.
That's not a bad call.
Austin. I'll say Austin, Texas.
Miles.
Denver.
Number one. Austin, Texas.
All right,
absolutely
all right.
got it. Number two, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
love right. Raleigh.
What's the worst?
The worst, I have the bottom two. Any ideas?
What's the capital of Alabama?
Charleston, West Virginia.
That is the worst place to live. And then Trenton, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Trenton.
That's even easier.
There's a bowling alley in England that's going to do something that has not happened before.
What's that? I'll
tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contestant in line for Profile This. We will take caller 9, 844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.